بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Some practical guidelines for all of us who will be praying and conducting our Salatul Taraweeh within our homes. First thing that we can all do is to dedicate a clean, a comfortable prayer area within our home for Taraweeh, where everybody can get together, with all of the family members can get together and to pray together collectively Taraweeh, whether you are reciting the surahs on their own, whether you're reciting from some memory, or whether you're reading from the Mus'haf, but dedicate a clean and comfortable place within your home for your Taraweeh and for your Salah. Similarly, the second thing that you can do is set a time to pray Isha together as a family, and also for you to pray the Taraweeh together as well. People will vary in terms of, I want to do it now, I want to do it later, I want to finish early. But if you do it together as a family, then there'll be more barakah within your home as a result of you praying Salatul Isha together and Salatul Taraweeh together as well. And for this, you should instruct somebody to give the azan, to do the iqama, and to pray with your family, with your loved ones together in congregation. However, if you live on your own in isolation, or if you are self-isolating, then you can still pray on your own. Pray on your own with the knowledge and with the yaqeen that indeed the angels are also praying with you as well. Third thing that you can do for Taraweeh within your home is recite the adhkar for every single prayer and make the abundant dua as well. So normally we read the dua after every single salah, we do istighfar, we do duas, but for Taraweeh as well, we can also do extra duas as well. The dua that we do within the masjid for Taraweeh, Subhana zil mulki wal malakut, Subhana zil izzati wal azamati wal haybati wal qudrati wal kibriyai wal jabrut, towards the end you can recite this, or you can recite any darood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or you can recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times, or you can do Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-azim. Any dua, any zikr, any askar you can recite, but do it together as a family, do it in unison, and also learn the translation and the meaning behind that particular dua as well. Or perhaps every day or every 5 days change the dua. So for 5 days everybody is learning the same dua, and then another 5 days you're learning a different dua and a different dua, so you as a family can learn more and more duas and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dedicate a place for your Taraweeh, for your Salah, set a time for everybody to pray together and keep the izan and the aqama and recite the askar as much as possible together and learn that together as a family. The fourth thing that you can do is also make sure that you are praying all of the sunnahs and the nawafil as much as possible. So look towards the sunnah mu'akkadahs and make sure everybody as a family is praying that together. The 2 sunnah mu'akkadahs of Fajr before you should pray, the 4 sunnah mu'akkadahs of Zuhr, and the 4 sunnah the 2 sunnah mu'akkadahs of Isha you can pray as well, including, and you should also look towards the witr as well. So the emphasized sunnahs and the non-emphasized sunnahs and the witr and the various other additional prayers that we have, make sure that you pray them as much as possible, because there's no real reason for you not to. The normal excuse was you had to get home, you had to do cooking, you had to do all of these things. Now you are comfortably within the safety of your home, and therefore you should pray as much as possible together as individuals and also as a family as well. Make sure that you pray Taraweeh as you would pray Taraweeh. Make sure you pray Taraweeh within your homes as you would pray Taraweeh within the masjid as well. And don't just automatically say, I'm going to pray 12 Taraweehs, or I'm going to pray 8 Taraweeh units. No, you should always have the focus and the determination to make sure that you recite and read the 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh every single night. Whether you recite from memory in your salah, or whether you read from a mushaf, it can be done and it should be done and it must be done by all family members every single night, because this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that whether you came to the masjid just to show off, or just to do it for under pressure or peer pressure or communal pressure, or now within the comfort of your home where nobody can see you, are you still standing firm and standing strong and establishing the salah for the remembrance and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for those people who are reading from a mushaf, from a Quran, make sure that you try to complete the recitation of the entire Quran, whether on the 21st 21st night, the 23rd night, the 25th, the 27th night, or the 29th night of Ramadan, make sure that you calculate how much you need to read every single night, just like we recite here in the masjid. Read one juz or more than one juz each night and recite as much as you can to complete the Quran one of the odd nights at the end of Ramadan. And if you are unable to do so, then just recite as much as possible. But make sure that you recite with the correct tajweed, with the correct pronunciation, and take your time and try to enjoy and connect with the Quran as much as possible during the month of Ramadan. Another thing that you can do is try your best to engage with whatever portion of the Quran you are reciting by learning the translation and going through the commentary and reflecting upon it. So each night as a family, you can get together before Taraweeh, at Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, or any other Salah, and say, look, this is what we will recite tonight. This is a summary of what we will recite tonight. These are the stories that are taking place within the Quran. That way, each night you can learn a little bit more about the Quran. And if anything intrigues you, then you can go back and look to the commentary and look to the translation and learn more about that story and reflect upon that particular discourse within the Quran. Make sure that you pray your witr as well. So just like we would come to the masjid, we pray our four sunnahs of Isha, then we pray the four fard of Isha, then we pray the two sunnahs and two nafal of Isha, then we will pray 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh. Following that, then we will do the witr and then the final two nafal. So this is the same formula that you should be using within your home, and make sure that you pray your witr, which is one of the last things that you do as well. Another thing that you need to make sure within your home is remove all of the potential distractions within your home during Salah time, and especially during Taraweeh time. The last thing that you want is during Taraweeh or during Salah for your phones to be going off, for the TV to be on, for the radio, or for anything else to distract you. So before Salah, make sure everybody's phones are off, tablets are off, everything is switched off, and you in complete calm and composure and in complete concentration and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can focus yourself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reach the month of Ramadan, to take advantage of its amazing blessings and opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the month of Ramadan, to earn the mercy and the reap the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn the forgiveness and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to protect ourselves and also to protect our family members. So these practical guidelines for Taraweeh are very important: to keep our homes clean, to set a designated time for prayers, for us all to congregate together, to recite the azkar and the du'as together as a family, to make sure that we're praying the sunnahs, which are mu'akkada, and the nawafil, to pray together the Taraweeh, 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh, whether from memory or from the mushaf, and to understand the Quran and recite and reflect upon the Quran and the translation, to share that with our family members, to make sure that the witr is one of the last things that we read at night, and to remove all of the distractions so we can completely immerse ourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal keep us all safe and keep us healthy and enable us all to return back to normal as soon as possible, back into the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please do remember to continue to support your masjid in our services so that we can continue to serve you. Jazakumullahu khairan.